back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, August 28th, 2020. And let's just go to the Chamath Palihapitiya clip to sort of put this in context. What is happening in America? He told us back in 2017. Go ahead, please.
This is a time for soul searching in social media businesses, and you were part of building the largest one. What soul searching are you doing right now on that?
I feel tremendous guilt. I think we all knew in the back of our minds, even though we feigned this whole line of like there probably aren't any really bad unintended consequences, I think in the back, deep recesses of our minds, we kind of knew something bad could happen. But I think the way we defined it was not like this. It literally is a point now where I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. And I would encourage all of you as the future leaders of the world to really internalize how important this is. If you feed the beast, that beast will destroy you. If you push back on it, we have a chance to control it and rein it in. And it is a point in time where people need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. And it's not an American problem. This is not about Russian ads. This is a global problem. So we are in a really bad state of affairs right now, in my opinion. It is eroding the core foundations of how people behave by and between each other. And I don't have a good solution. You know, my solution is I just don't use these tools anymore. I haven't for years. It's created huge tension with my friends, huge tensions in my social circles. If you look at, like, you know, my Facebook feed, I've posted maybe 2 times in 7 years. 3 times, 5 times. It's less than 10. And it's weird. I guess I kind of just innately didn't want to get programmed. And so I just tuned it out. But I didn't confront it. And now to see what's happening, it really bums me out. Like, think about, like, there were these examples where there was a hoax in WhatsApp where in some, like, village in India, people were, like, afraid that their kids were going to get kidnapped, etc. And then there were these lynchings that happened as a result where people were, like, vigilante running around. They think they found the person and they... I mean, seriously? Like, that's what we're dealing with. You know, imagine, like, when you take that to the extreme where, you know, bad actors can now manipulate large swaths of people to do anything you want. It's just it's a really, really bad state of affairs. And we compound the problem, right? We curate our lives around this perceived sense of perfection because we get rewarded in these short-term signals, hearts, likes, thumbs up, and we conflate that with value and we conflate it with truth. And instead, what it really is fake, brittle popularity that's short-term and that leaves you even more, and admit it, vacant and empty before you did it. Because then it forces you into this vicious cycle where you're like, what's the next thing I need to do now? Because I need it back. Think about that compounded by 2 billion people. And then think about how people react then to the perceptions of others. It's just it's really bad. It's really, really bad.
There you go. And there's more, but I think that pretty much sums it up. Now think about that. With this Justice Democrat stuff going on, there's the Hayek quote, back to Lenin and the connection to Strauss and Howe. This is actually a good article, I would say, The Burning Platform. Weeks where decades happen. And the author opens, you know, he writes, the quote by Lenin has been reverberating in my my conscience for the last few weeks. And so obviously the quotes, the article sort of centers around that quote, but he opens, the author opens with an excerpt from Strauss and Howe's Fourth Turning. And the excerpt reads as follows: "A crisis mood does not guarantee that the new governing policies will be well designed or will work as intended." And for those unaware, you know, this is how government works these days. This is how the sausage is made. You help to foment or engineer or orchestrate some kind of crisis. The more plausibly deniable your involvement, the better, because then people think that the reactionary movement is organic, spontaneous, blah, 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 which it is not. Again, you know, a simple example is the old martial arts analogy. If you can move someone, if you can get someone to commit to a movement in any direction, then you have a greater ability to control them or defeat them, essentially. So, you know, get people moving. The more steadfast and resolute, the more anchored and rooted people are, the less likely they are to be moved. So what do? You erode the rootings, the anchoring, the mooring, and constantly press in with, you know, crisis after crisis. How can you say that this isn't, you know, what is the South battling now? The worst storm in 165 years or something like that. And, you know, again, for those who are not familiar, go to weathermodificationhistory.com. Jim Lee has done a magnificent job of assembling a wealth of information that will, if you're not familiar, probably shatter the illusion of naturally occurring weather. And go look at the timeline and you will be astonished. You will be amazed. Goes back quite some time. So, here's one interesting entry. "Comrades, great plan for the transformation of nature. The great plan for the transformation of nature was proposed by Joseph Stalin in the Soviet Union in the second half of the 1940s for land development, agricultural practices, and water projects to improve agriculture in the nation. Its propaganda motto and catchphrase was the great transformation of nature in the 1940s. A historical fact. Wikipedia.org/wiki/ great plan for the transformation of nature. So, you know, and I've talked about one of my own favorites is, you know, whether it's the United States government and military experimenting, spraying Americans like bugs back into the 40s, or the Naval Warfare Weapons Division releasing declassified documents as a result of FOIA requests saying, yeah, you know, we influenced troop movements in Vietnam by creating monsoons and things. That reminds me of the weather the South is experiencing right now. You know, so tell me it's a coincidence. Again, you know, I constantly thinking of John Judge. I'm willing to be called a conspiracy theorist as long as we call everyone else a coincidence theorist. So, you know, it's crisis upon crisis. This is the year of crisis, apparently. And it's just a coincidence that we get more. It defies the odds of statistical probability. It's not possible to have this many bad things line up in a single year. So, especially when you factor in the reality that things like the weather can be controlled. And it's very, very affordable. I always forget, was it Brennan who said, it's just $10 billion. Strategic aerosol injection. Right. Where is that? Wasn't that Brennan who said that? It's going to bother me. Geoengineering. I think it was Brennan, right? I think this is it. CIA director discusses global threats, and I think it was also on the CIA, yeah, speaks to the Council on Foreign Relations. Wasn't that it? It was on C-SPAN. It's still on C-SPAN. June 29, 2016, right? Stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. Maybe we should play that clip. Not today. Another example is the array of technologies often referred to collectively as geoengineering that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. Well, that doesn't sound like a good thing. Have you ever seen a volcanic blackout of the sky? I have. It's terrifying. Doesn't sound like a good thing. So that's on CIA.gov, Brennan's speech from June 29, 2016, speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations. Fantastic. And actually, maybe we will. Brennan on geoengineering. How long is that clip? If maybe we can do this. No, that's not it. What happened there? Well, that's interesting. Anyway, I'm not. The speech is on C-SPAN. I'll just leave it at that. CIA Director John Brennan on Global Threats is the title of it. And I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, there are a couple of interesting clips. Let me see if we can do this, because they monkeyed around, I think, with the video, so the clips are messed up now. Yeah, that's not it. So this one might be interesting though. So he talked about, you know, one user created a bio threat clip. I think that one's intact. The other two people tried to create the clip of the geoengineering soundbite on C-SPAN, and the video has been monkeyed with. I think the clip has changed as a result. But I think this one is intact. So the bio threat, you know, which reminds me of Bill Gates at the 2017 Munich conference, that clip that we play from time to time. Emerging threats. Bioterrorism. Maybe we can play this just for fun and we'll... I don't know. So a minute and 40 seconds, 38 seconds or something like that. Brennan on the bio threat. And again, this is 2016, so, you know, interesting stuff. And, you know, it just goes back to the same nonsense, the same cast of characters, you know, Horace Rowan Gaither Jr. telling Norman Dodd, all of us who are at the foundations, you know, the work of the hierarchy, Lucius Trust funded by these same folks, work of the hierarchy saying, you know, the two basic needs today are trained workers, adequate financing. So what is social media doing, creating a legion of trained workers like Chamath Palihapitiya mentioned, useful idiots, dupes, tools. And, you know, Horace Rowan Gaither told Norman Dodd, most of us at these foundations have a background in the OSS or similar intelligentsia, and we are operating on directives that issue from the White House, the substance of which is to create a comfortable, so alter life in America as to create a comfortable merger between the United States and Soviet Union. What? Anyway, here's John Brennan, the bio threat clip from June 29, 2016, the Council on Foreign Relations speech, where he talked about stratospheric aerosol injection, SAI. It's cheap. It's only like $10 billion. Go ahead, please.
Well, as a liberal arts guy from the baby boomer generation, the rapid pace of technological change during my lifetime has been simply dizzying. Moreover, as we have seen with just about every scientific leap forward, new technologies often carry substantial risks to the same degree that they hold tremendous promise. Nowhere are the stakes higher for our national security than in the field of biotechnology. Recent advances in genome editing that offer great potential for breakthroughs in public health are also cause for concern, because the same methods could be used to create genetically engineered biological warfare agents. And though the overwhelming majority of nation states have tended to be rational enough to refrain from unleashing a menace with such unpredictable consequences, a subnational terrorist entity such as ISIL would have few compunctions in wielding such a weapon. The scope of the bio threat, as well as potential measures to mitigate it, were laid out very clearly last October in the bipartisan report of the Blue Ribbon Study Panel on Biodefense, chaired by former Senator Joe Lieberman and former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. As with the cyber threat, the international community's response to this issue lags behind the technology driving it. Effectively countering this danger requires the development of national and international strategies, along with the consensus of the laws, standards, and authorities that will be needed.
That's quite a mouthful. So, Director Brennan, speaking of subnational terrorist entities, what about the guy who is single-handedly funding the World Health Organization to a greater extent than any country in the world? Oh yeah, we're not supposed to talk like that. That's very controversial. Anyway, interesting stuff. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up.
Like a Duracell battery. Dupes, tools, and useful idiots. Use me up. Alright, so here is the actual geoengineering excerpt in full by John Brennan, 2016. Go ahead, please.
Of retired people and older people relative to working age citizens. Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI. And
but don't worry, we have a color revolution coming to a town near you to change the global norms and standards that are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI. Translation, spraying you like bugs is really inexpensive, actually. A fully deployed SAI program would cost $10 billion yearly, but we still need you to stop breathing so that we can reduce carbon emissions and so forth. But isn't it interesting, you know, that little bit on the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions at the expense of others could trigger sharp opposition by some. Well, reminds me exactly of what has been happening in the South. Remember, Michio Kaku said it. He said, you know, it's like bowling. We just spin a hurricane up off the African coast and we're bowling in Florida before you know it. So you can still find the text of that speech by Director Brennan on the CIA website today. Director Brennan speaks to the Council on Foreign Relations, June 29, 2016. Remarks as prepared for delivery by Central Intelligence Agency Director John O. Brennan at the Council on Foreign Relations, Washington, D.C., and again on C-SPAN. So we played the clip from C-SPAN. That's not a YouTube clip. It's a C-SPAN clip for what it's worth. So the Lenin thing, I'll do this real fast. We'll go to the phones in the next segment here. So weeks where decades happen, opening with obviously the Lenin quote, there are decades where nothing happens and there are weeks where decades happen. So, and then from there, the excerpt from Strauss and Howe's The Fourth Turning. I have to come back to this. Yeah, I'll come back to it. And, you know, back to the work of the hierarchy, back to the intriguing figures from Gary Kaas, The Demonic Roots of Globalism and Root to Spiritual Deception. And, you know, I would say perhaps the most notable section in Chapter 2, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin is an interesting character I've mentioned, and you know, always pointing to Gary Kaas' work. You know, Gary Kaas, I think, shined a bright light on this guy. But there's that section in Chapter 2. Where did that go? Rejection of Christianity. Speaking of Jung rejected the established doctrines of Christianity for a religion based upon experience. Yeah. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, August 28th, 2020. And to the phones, let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John.
When you were talking about the weather modification with the injection, what immediately came to mind, this is a carryover from William Cohen and the Clinton administration, the speech he gave in, I think it was Atlanta, back in 99 or 2000, talking about weather modification. He said something to the effect of, and this is, it's not going to be an exact quote, but others are engaged in a form of eco-terrorism whereby they control the weather, create volcanoes and earthquakes, basically told the committee, which interestingly enough, some of the players that you mentioned in the 2016 speech were present in 1999, and he basically told the committee that
it was 1997, I think, actually, but yes.
Okay, yep. But he told them that if they didn't do something, that they were going to be left in the dust, basically. So weather modification is a weapon. I believe that much of what we're seeing with the hurricanes and, you know, the disasters that are happening here, they could never admit it. Some of it is caused by our own government for particular purposes, and others are weather warfare that are perpetrated by other nations, and we're doing the same. If there's a game to be played, the United States is going to play it.
Yeah, we should play that clip too, right?
Yeah, it's a little difficult to hear some of that clip. But isn't it interesting? If there's always something in there that's a transcript, says inaudible.
Yeah.
That's coincidence. You know,
yeah.
You look at the transcripts of this heavy stuff, it's always inaudible. Well, mm-hmm. Is it unintelligible, or they just don't want you to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
we don't want it written.
That was my comment.
Yeah,
that was my comment. I appreciate what you're doing, man. Really do.
Thanks, John.
All right. Take
much,
care.
Much appreciated. So to connect dots, Jim Lee's weathermodificationhistory.com. He has an entry titled Secretary of Defense. This is part of the WMH timeline, the weather modification history timeline. Secretary of Defense William Cohen on eco-terrorism with electromagnetic waves. Again, this is Tesla technology. It's, 100-year-old technology. April 28, 1997. And archived, references include archive.defense.gov transcripts, and then web.archive.org, FAS.org, as it was Federation of American Scientists is where it was posted there. Now it's web.archive.org. So here is the text reads, there are some reports, for example, that some countries have been trying to construct something like an Ebola virus. Again, this is 1997, and it wasn't new then. As for those, the unaware, uninitiated, unwashed masses will discover if they go to weather modification history, for example. So there are some reports, for example, that some countries have been trying to construct something like an Ebola virus, and that would be a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Alvin Toffler has written about this in terms of some scientists in their laboratories trying to devise certain types of pathogens that would be ethnic specific so that they could just eliminate certain ethnic groups and races. Who would want to do that? Eugenicists, perhaps? Folks like Bill Gates? But, that's called a death panel, and we can't have those conversations, right? We can't have that conversation, right, Bill Gates? And others are designing some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. DARPA was particularly fascinated with that concept around that time. And going forward, we should talk about that. And obviously Monsanto, others are engaging in, even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important, right? And so that was Secretary of Defense William Cohen. And the talk was Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction, and U.S. Strategy, Samnun Policy Forum, University of Georgia, Athens, Georgia. And I think that an interesting counterpart to this would be, I always mention H.R. 2977, introduced by Dennis Kucinich, right after September 11, 2001. October 2nd. With a month, basically, H.R. 2977, the Space Preservation Act of 2001, was introduced by Dennis Kucinich. And Section 7, Title Definitions, is usually where I would direct people's attention. So definitions, in this act, the term space means all space extending upward from an altitude greater than 60 kilometers above the surface of the Earth and any celestial body in such space. And again, if you're not familiar, just do a little research on Tesla technology. Understand, the heating up of the ionosphere to store information and energy. What? That's one of the things Tesla's working on. Okay, so continuing with definitions, the term weapon and weapon system mean a device capable of any of the following: damaging or destroying any object, whether in outer space, in the atmosphere, or on Earth, by firing one or more projectiles to collide with that object. Okay, that's traditional stuff. Detonating one or more explosive devices in close proximity to that object. You know, maybe an EMP kind of a thing. For example. Number three, directing a source of energy, including molecular or atomic energy, subatomic particles, electromagnetic radiation, plasma, or extremely low frequency, ELF, or ultra low frequency, ULF, energy radiation, against that object, or for any other unacknowledged or as yet undeveloped means. So number three might get people thinking about 5G technology, for example. So damaging or destroy, so the term weapon or weapon system, any device capable of doing the following. The second being inflicting death or injury on or damaging or destroying a person or the biological life, bodily health, mental health, or physical and economic well-being of a person. Interesting. Through the use of any of the means described in Clause 1 or subparagraph B, through the use of land-based, sea-based, or space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at individual persons or targeted populations. For the purpose of information war. Mood management. Or mind control of such persons or populations. And who would be kooky enough to put this stuff in a House resolution, a House bill? Why would Dennis Kucinich do this? Why would this be introduced? The term weapon or weapon system means a device capable of inflicting death or injury or damaging or destroying a person through the use of space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at individual persons or targeted populations for the purpose of information war, mood management, or mind control of such persons or populations, or by expelling chemical or biological agents in the vicinity of a person. Such terms include exotic weapon systems such as electronic, psychotronic, or information weapons, chemtrails, high-altitude, ultra-low-frequency weapon systems, plasma, electromagnetic, sonic, or ultrasonic weapons, laser systems, strategic, theater, tactical, or extraterrestrial weapons, and chemical, biological, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons. The term exotic weapon systems includes weapons designed to damage space or natural ecosystems, such as the ionosphere and upper atmosphere, or climate, weather, and tectonic systems with the purpose of inducing damage or destruction upon a target population or region on Earth or in space. So, you know, to John in Tennessee's point, you know, William Cohen's remarks, which were not novel back in 1997, Dennis Kucinich, shortly after 9/11, 2001, introduces the Space Preservation Act of 2001, October 2nd, 2001. Right around the time that, speaking of Tom Ridge, you know, right around the time that Tom Ridge was appointed Homeland Security Secretary by Bush. Ridge was, I believe, mentioned by Brennan in his speech. The scope of the bio threat, I think we heard that, didn't we? He said the scope of the bio threat, as well as potential measures to mitigate it, were laid out very clearly last October in a bipartisan report of the Blue Ribbon Study Panel on Biodefense, chaired by former Senator Joe Lieberman and former Homeland Security, Homeland Defense Secretary Tom Ridge. Yeah, we heard Brennan say that, right, in the clip we played. Anyway, And in the same, you know, one of the things that I was thinking to mention was, speaking of this escalation of, you know, threat escalation, it reminds one, it reminds me anyway, of the specious Cold War nonsense. And the same way that that's used now, you know, these people might develop this technology and therefore we have, no, come on. Because history tells us when you have two or three or four or five people developing the same technology in parts around the world, you know, the melodrama of history, as James Lowen puts it in Lies My Teacher Told Me, instructs us that something else is probably happening there. When you have people working on technology, you know, the same kind of technology, and we hear, oh my goodness, it was amazing. At that moment in history, these people were just, they just happened to be working on the same thing. Maybe they were tapped into the Jungian collective unconscious nonsense. Because the same people funding those research efforts, you know, Tesla wasn't independently wealthy and just, you know, a retired Bruce Wayne his entire life. He was beholden to the purse strings of Westinghouse primarily. And that's how that works. So, you know, the conversation amongst those types of folks is had, and, you know, to sort of hedge their bets, they're essentially sharing trade secrets. And that's a fact of history that rarely gets disclosed, let alone publicized, but that's how that works. And I would say one of the most notable and provocative illustrations of that is brought to us by none other than Anthony Sutton. And so for those who don't know, go look at his bibliography. Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development, a three-part series, 1917 to 1930, 1930 to 45, 1945 to 1965. In other words, that was the Cold War. And when he spoke about this, he was very upset, and rightfully so. I mean, he wrote those books at the right around 1970, 68, 71, 73. And when he would speak about it, he was outraged, as we all should be. Why are we allowing our best and bravest to be conscripted to military service when they're being killed with our own weapons? And, you know, the modern incarnation of that are reports like the, oh gosh, what is it? The organization, I forget, back in 2014, the report that proved that, you know, most of the incidents, you know, we're being fired upon by our own weapons. There are stockpiles of weapons stamped property of the United States government. The overwhelming majority, 75%. Oh gosh, what is that? British organization. I don't remember. Bring up the title of the report, 2014. And, you know, all of that dates back to the World War II era Gladio contingent anyway, the leave behind contingent. We got to have sleeper cells and weapons caches in case, you know, communism raises its ugly head. Well, why are you guys trying to foment communist uprising and sowing the seeds of communism at the same time you're stashing the sleeper cells and weapons caches, telling us, you know, just in case, you're fomenting this conflict? That's weird. Stick around, we'll be right back.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Back. Final segment. So it was Conflict Armament Research. That was the organization. Remember that report, 3-year study? Findings by Conflict Armament Research. This was mainstream news. NBC News article, for example, December 14, 2017. This is after it had rattled around a little bit. ISIS weapons arsenal included some purchased by U.S. government. That's disingenuous. The report stated that the majority of caches that were found were property of the United States government. The findings by Conflict Armament Research, an independent arms tracking organization, are based on 3 years of meticulous documentation of weapons recovered from ISIS on the battlefields of Iraq and Syria. Some weapons bought by the U.S. military in 2015 ended up in the hands of Islamic State fighters within 2 months. What? No. Other headlines, Eurasian Times, ISIS weapons traced to U.S. and Saudi Arabia? No. Al Jazeera, ISIL weapons traced to U.S. and Saudi Arabia, arms used by ISIL in battle. But it was the majority, as I recall. It was around 75%. And this is not a new thing. This is how this game works, you know. Anyway, so remaining moments, let's go back to the phones and grab Pat in Texas. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, hi, this is Pat.
Good morning.
I was wondering, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it's Pat in Fort Worth. I had to get a phone call and all. Were you talking about the fact that the Trump family, President Trump, has his papers, missing papers and things that Tesla had, that his dad was engineer, I mean, Trump is in the family. Were you talking about that?
No, I have touched on that in the past, but not today.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we should elect him and see what he's got. That's all I want to say.
John Trump, Donald Trump's uncle. Heavy has an entry on John. A brilliant MIT scientist whose work involved X-rays and World War II radar research. Yeah. So the five, quickly, Heavy's entry. John Trump was a professor at MIT in electrical engineering. Number two, Trump developed high-voltage X-ray generators that extended the lives of cancer patients. Three, John Trump was asked to inspect Nikola Tesla's papers after the inventor's death, which Physics Today tweeted about back in 2016. Four, Donald Trump has spoken highly of his uncle, who developed radar equipment during World War II. And five, Professor Trump's Nikola Tesla tie has sparked bizarre conspiracy theories on the internet. That's what Heavy says, anyway. So, you know, Heavy's five fast facts you need to know. That's a little sort of entertainment for Friday as we go out. That'll do it. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.